大杉正明のクロスカルチャーセミナー
Sponsored by Olympus
Welcome to the Cross Culture Seminar. My name is Masaki Osugi.
And I'm Susan Iwamoto.
さてですね、今回はインタビューのシリーズをお送りしたいと思います。So I'm going to interview you, Susan.
Oh, great. Okay.
So it's going to be Susan Unmasked or revealing the secrets of Susan or something.
All of the skeletons in my closet, I guess. Okay, ask me anything.
Okay. The first interview this time, I'm going to focus on your childhood.
Okay.
Possibly up until you maybe graduate from junior high school, before you enter high school, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. So my first question actually is, where are you originally from?
Okay, well, you know, the question, where are you from, can be a very difficult one, but I am originally from Philadelphia, which is, as you know, a very major city in the U.S., pretty close to New York. But I actually only lived in that area for a total of about 7 years altogether, in a few different times. I think I've mentioned before, because of my father's job, my family moved around quite a bit, including some time in Japan. But I spent most of my childhood growing up in different cities along the East Coast, specifically the Northeast.
I see. So may I understand that you were born in Philadelphia then?
Born in Philadelphia, and that's where my roots are.
Okay.
I tend to use that as my hometown, mostly because it's my parents' hometown, and most of my relatives are there. We go back several generations. But the interesting thing about my family is that if you were to ask my sisters the same question, my two younger sisters would probably say they were from Louisiana, which is very far away from Philadelphia.
Oh, right. That's the south of the U.S.
Exactly. That's where they finished high school and went to college. So they feel a closer connection to the New Orleans area, Louisiana. If you ask my older sister, she may say Florida because she moved there as an adult and has been living there for almost 20 years.
Oh, wow.
So we each have a different answer to that very seemingly simple question, where are you from?
All right. So you have two sisters?
Three sisters altogether.
Three sisters altogether.
Four girls, yep.
Okay, all right. So what do you remember about Philadelphia?
I'll tell you, one of the earliest memories I have was right before we were going to move to Japan. So it was the summer of 76. I was very small, and it was the bicentennial, the 200th anniversary of the U.S.'s founding. And Philadelphia is a very historical place.
Right.
So the whole city was just, it was like one big party that summer. There were fireworks. It was a lot of fun, and it was a very striking memory right before we left the country.
All right. Okay. So Philadelphia, I understand, is a pretty big city, isn't it?
It is, and it's a very nice place to visit. Most of my relatives now live in the suburbs outside of the city, so when I go back to the area, I tend to visit their homes, and it's a bit embarrassing because I say that my hometown is Philadelphia, but I actually don't know the city's ins and outs all that well. You know, I have to check with my parents because they're the experts.
Okay. Did you live in the outskirts, the suburbs?
I did. In fact, most of the places I grew up, my dad would work in the major city in the area, whether it was Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Boston, for example. And my parents would always decide to move us to the suburbs so we could have more space, you know, a front yard and a backyard, and access to good schools, a lot of safety in the area. And we would occasionally go into the city, perhaps to visit my dad's office or to go sightseeing, do those sorts of things. So it was nice. We had a little bit of both.
Okay. So what kind of child were you in elementary school?
Well, you know, I like to study, I have to admit. So I was a good student. I was a little bit shy getting into maybe junior high and high school. I think when I was younger, I wasn't quite as shy. But according to my dad, I was talking to him recently, and he was saying that I always seemed very independent. You know, I was always happy either playing by myself, you know, reading books by myself, or also playing with kids, but I didn't need to have everyone around, I guess, to have fun. But, you know, growing up with three sisters, I rarely was alone, I have to admit.
Oh, I see. And what was your favorite subject?
Oh, I really liked English class, which we called language arts, you know, but it was English, and social studies, history, that sort of thing. I wasn't quite as crazy about science, I have to admit, but I did really enjoy language arts, especially writing stories. I really enjoyed that as a kid.
Okay. Were you athletic?
Yes and no. In elementary school, we didn't really have a lot of organized sports teams where I was living. But yes, I was outside all the time. Again, with three sisters, with four girls, we had, you know, almost half of a baseball team. So we would just find another, you know,
right.
another group of kids, and we would play, you know, softball in people's backyards, or you know, various outdoor kids games. You know, we had a great time, including borrowing some from Japan and bringing them back with us. You know, different versions of hide and seek, that sort of thing.
Okay. All right, right. Back in those days, what kind of TV programs did you used to watch?
Well, you know, for any American kid of my generation, Saturday morning was really the big time in front of the TV. Because for a few hours Saturday morning, they would play cartoons on the three major networks. So basically, you'd go get your bowl of cereal. Parents would probably still be sleeping in because it was a Saturday morning. And the kids would gather around the TV and watch all of the popular cartoons of the day. Nowadays, it's changed because, you know, I mean, as the years went by, cable TV became more popular.
Right.
People had VCRs and now DVD players. So you can watch cartoons whenever you'd like. But when I was a kid, Saturday morning, that was the time to be in front of TV with cartoons.
Okay. All right. Now, did you ever have any interest in foreign cultures or foreign countries?
I did. And I think certainly living in Japan from the ages, I was from 5 to 9, so kindergarten through third grade, had a huge impact. Certainly being exposed to a very different culture at such a young age really influenced basically my path, I guess, even as an adult. So coming back, I was lucky. Right after Japan, we lived in the Washington, D.C. area in Northern Virginia. And that area, of course, it's got all of the, you know, the federal government facilities there. And you had people from all over the world actually living in that area. So even in my elementary school, we would have some kids from other countries, too. A little bit rare, but also kids who had lived overseas. So there was still some chance to talk about international things. And I remember when I was in fourth grade, the year after I moved back from Japan, we all had an activity where we needed to share some skill that we had to teach it to the other kids in class.
Mm-hmm.
And the skill that I chose was Japanese. So I taught my classmates some Japanese expressions, how to write hiragana. Then sadly, within a few years, I think I forgot most of it. But then it was still fresh, and I could still share it with my classmates, too.
All right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But the interest in Japan continued.
I see. All right. So your interest in Japan and the Japanese culture maybe started at a very early age, I suppose, huh?
It did. And yeah, certainly having lived here. Also, my father was always very interested in Asia in general. His area of focus was actually China.
I see.
So growing up, he, you know, would teach us some kanji characters, too, and he would share his knowledge.
Right.
He could speak Cantonese, so I was always really fascinated by that. You know, whenever he had a chance, which wasn't very often, and frankly, it was usually when we would go to a Chinese restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
If he found a Cantonese speaker, he might have a friendly chat. My sisters and I would always listen and think it was really cool, you know. So it was China and Japan was the sort of the start, I guess, too. After that, I was just interested in lots of different cultures.
I see. When you got back to the United States and went back to school in Washington, D.C. area, did you have any difficulties getting adjusted to the American cultural environment?
That's a good question. Well, actually, when I lived in Tokyo, I went to an international school, so it was actually an American school. So the educational style itself wasn't fundamentally different. What was different, though, I guess, was the fact that even though we had a few students, you know, in school who had lived overseas or had lived in other places, generally speaking, most of the kids hadn't. The first shock for me was having kids ask me if I spoke Chinese because they heard I lived in Japan. And of course, as a kid, I thought, oh, that's so ridiculous. Don't you know those are two different countries? The other shock, I think, was going back to live in a typical American suburb. And what I mean by this is that, you know, having lived in a Tokyo suburb, you know, everything was in walking distance or biking distance. So in our small neighborhood in Tokyo, we had, you know, access to the local candy shop, which was very important, and then lots of different shops and schools and, you know, the park. Everything was within reach for kids. When we moved to Northern Virginia, right outside of Washington, now, of course, I could bike or walk around my immediate neighborhood, but the neighborhood itself was basically just houses, house after house after house. And I had a lot of friends, so it was fun. But for my sisters and me, it was a bit of a loss of independence because we had to now then depend on our parents to take us from place to place, usually, you know, driving somewhere. You know, even something as simple as going to the corner store. There was no corner store anymore. And that, I think, was probably the biggest culture shock upon returning to the U.S. for my sisters and myself.
So I understand you had fairly, international experiences as a child, as a kid, maybe a lot more international experience than the average American kid would have. And you think that had a strong impact on your later career?
Oh, definitely did. And certainly there, you know, I met other kids along the way who had much more international experience, you know, kids whose parents perhaps were in the Foreign Service, so they had lived in so many different countries. Now, for me, it was just the very beginning of my educational career, I guess, was spent in another country. After that, it was just sort of typical American schools and typical American suburbs after that. But I was always left wanting more and always very curious about the rest of the world. So I think, and Japan in particular, of course. So when I went to university, I decided to focus on things like international relations, that sort of thing. So I guess you could say I was always focus sort of outward, I guess.
Okay, right. さあ、いろんなですね、都市、国に住んだスーザンさんなのでですね、どこが出身地かっていうのは結構難しい質問なんだという話でしたが、まあ、あえて言えばフィラデルフィアということですよね。お姉さんたちの答えはみんなそれぞれに違ってしまうというところが面白いですよね。日本にも子供の頃に住んだ経験があるということで、平均的なアメリカ人の子供としては極めて国際的な感覚、経験を持った、そういう背景を持った子供だったんだなという気がします。後の様々なことにこれが影響していったという感じがありますね。Alright, let's go on to the phrases.
Okay, the first phrase is to put roots down or to put down roots. Either one is okay. Now, this means to settle somewhere, to choose a place to live where you'll be living for a long time. So, for example, you could say, after moving from place to place in her childhood, Cindy decided to put down roots in Florida in her 20s.
さあ、最初の表現、roots, R-O-O-T-S ですよね。根っこの roots です。これを put down という表現と合わせて使うと、根を下ろすということになります。それはつまりですね、腰を落ち着けるとか、そこに定住するとか、まあそんな意味に展開していくわけですね。今の例文、もう一度聞くとよくわかると思いますね。
After moving from place to place in her childhood, Cindy decided to put down roots in Florida in her 20s.
ということですよね。ちょっとスーザンさんの経歴と似てないこともないんですけどね。 In your case, of course, you put roots down in Tokyo.
That's right.
ということですね。東京にですね、根を下ろしたということですけれども、 Alright, the second phrase is?
The second phrase also uses roots, but the second phrase is to have roots somewhere. This means that you have a connection, a family connection somehow to a certain placeMaybe you didn't live there, but you have relatives there or ancestors there. So, for example, you could say, I've never lived in Ireland, but I have roots there.
今度はですね、やはり roots を使っていますが、have roots。どこどこにルーツを持つっていうのはですね、まあ親戚、縁者、血縁があるものがそこにいるという意味でそこにルーツがあると、まあ、いうことですね。まあ私の場合ですと I have roots in is というようなことになるんですけどね、今の例文ですとアイルランドでしたね。 Alright, would you say it again please?
Sure. I've never lived in Ireland, but I have roots there.
ということですね。皆さんの roots はどこなんでしょうか、言えるようにしておくといいですね。 See you next time.
Thanks for listening.
大杉正明の Cross Cultural Seminar
Sponsored by Olympus。
クロスカルチュラルセミナーをお聞きの皆さん、いつもありがとうございます。皆さんはどうやって語学学習をしていますか？ラジオ講座などで勉強している方もたくさんいらっしゃると思いますが、いつも聞いているラジオ番組が聞けないこともあるでしょう。そんな時の強い味方がオリンパスのラジオサーバー VJ10 です。ハードディスク付きラジオレコーダーで最大約2500時間も録音できるんです。1日24時間。 それでいくと何日録音しっぱなしでいいのみたいなね、AM FM チューナーにステレオスピーカー付きですよ。20件の番組予約も OK。 録音した番組の早聞き遅聞きやリピート再生も可能で、語学学習にドンピシャリ。すごいなこれは。しかも早聞き遅聞き再生は2倍速から 0.5 倍速までの9段階に対応。パソコンとの接続も OK なので、ポッドキャスト番組はもちろん音楽もダウンロードして聞くことができますよ。ラジオサーバー VJ10 はオリンパスのオンラインショップか三省堂書店でお買い求めいただけます。詳しくはボイストレック .jp にアクセス。さあ、これであなたの語学学習もきっと変わりますよ。オリンパス。